Thank you, choir. Brothers and sisters, we are on the last in the series. We've been talking about the last few weeks about what it means to be generous, what it means to live a life of generosity, and what that looks like. And we've been looking at different scriptures. Today we're going to look at Luke chapter 17. I'm going to begin reading with verse 11 and read down through verse 19. If you have your Bibles, you're welcome to follow along with me. If you don't, you're welcome to listen as we read the story out of Luke chapter 17. As Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 lepers stood at a distance, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And as they went along, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God!" He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." May the Lord add a blessing to both the hearing and the reading of his holy word, and let us pray together. Gracious God, we are so thankful, as always, for the opportunity to gather together in the community of faith and to raise our hearts up to you in worship. And we thank you, Lord, for the way that your Holy Spirit has worked through our gathering thus far. And we pray, Lord, that your Spirit would continue to work among us. Lord, I pray that in the next few minutes that I might decrease in this place in order that Jesus Christ might increase. And I pray, Lord, that my words would be your words. And God, as always, we humbly ask that you would open our ears, open our minds, but most of all, dear God, open our hearts so that the words that you have for us today might be more for us than simply information. But we pray, Lord, that your word might dig deeply into our hearts and that it might transform us, that it might transform us from the inside out, and then we might leave this place resolved to be different because we spent some time with you this morning. All this we ask, not because of who we are, but because of our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ. And Lord, it's in the name of Jesus we've offered this prayer, saying amen. I don't know about you, but I can remember when I was young, very, very young, my mother would always say this to us whenever someone gave something to either myself or my sister. My mother would say, "What do you say?" You heard that before, hadn't you? "What do you say?" And if our parents are good to us, they teach us at a young age what it means to be grateful, what it means to be thankful, what it means to express thanks to other people. I'll never forget one day when I was young, we were going out to get in the car to go to school, and my mother handed me an envelope. And on the envelope, it was addressed to trash men. And I said, "What do you want me to do with this envelope?" And she said, "I've got a little piece of tape on there. What I want you to do is I want you to tape that to the trash cans because that's a little gift for the trash men." Well, even as a very, very young person, I understood that taking out the trash and picking up the trash was not the most glamorous job around. And I asked my mother, I said, What are we doing this for?" She said, "You know, at least at Christmas, we ought to say thanks to the people that help us, to the people around us." And she said, "This is just a little gift for the trash men to say thanks." And for a long time, I thought, wow, you know, my mother taught me what it meant to be thankful. And when we encounter this story in the Gospel of Luke, this story about 10 lepers, one of the things that strikes us right off is that there were 10 men who were healed. There were 10 men who were healed, but only one comes back. And the man who came back was a Samaritan. he was not Jewish, okay? And the thing that you need to understand about this is that if you look very far in the Hebrew scriptures, what we call the Old Testament, you don't have to look very far in the Old Testament, and you're going to see these two words all over the place, give thanks. They're all over the Psalms. They occur many, many, many times throughout the Old Testament. The people of Israel were taught to give thanks to God in all things. And the interesting thing is that the word hodor, which is the Hebrew word for gratitude, for giving thanks, it also meant to confess publicly. To confess publicly. To say that you were thankful. So the startling thing about this story is that the one person who probably was not drilled his entire life about giving thanks is the one who turns back and gives thanks. Now, you need to understand about this story as well. Leprosy was a dread disease. There were really no medical doctors. There was no healthcare system. There was no place for someone to go. And leprosy was contagious, and one of the things that lepers had to do is they had to announce, they had to tell people, if they got within a certain radius of them, they had to shout out that they were lepers. And at the beginning of the story, you'll remember that that's exactly what these men, all 10 of them, do to Jesus. They stood at a distance and they cry out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us." And of course, Jesus does. He tells them to go show themselves to the priest. And as they're on their way, they're healed. And why did only one turn back and give thanks? Particularly the one who had not, again, had that drilled in him for his whole life. You know, I think sometimes we forget how much we need each other, how important it is that we have each other. And how important it is to have people in our lives that are willing to pick up the trash. Amen? If you've ever seen anywhere where they had a garbage strike, and the garbage men and women did not come and pick up the trash, got kind of rough, didn't it? And we forget sometimes how interconnected we are and how dependent we are on each other and how dependent we are on God. And we forget how important it is to say thank you. I found this quote by Helen Keller I want to share with you, and it's fascinating to me, this quote. Helen Keller said, "I've often thought it would be a blessing if each human being was stricken blind and deaf for a few days at some time during their adult life." Now, you remember Helen Keller was blind and deaf most of her life. And this is what she said, "The darkness would make the person appreciate the light, and the silence would teach that person the joys of sound." And part of the reason I think that we forget, that we forget to be grateful, we forget to give thanks, is because we don't remember the things that we have to be thankful for. And we should always think about the things, and most importantly, the people that we have to be thankful for, and we ought to be able to be people who say thanks. The great writer Alex Haley, who wrote the book Roots, that was later turned into a miniseries, he had this picture framed in his office, and this picture showed a fence post. It was probably about four and a half, maybe 5 feet high, and on the top of the fence post sat a turtle. And people would often come into Alex Haley's office and say, "So what's the deal with the picture? What's the picture about?" And Alex Haley would say, "You know what? That picture reminds me that the turtle didn't get up on top of that post all by himself. And neither did I get where I am all by myself. And neither do we get where we are all by ourselves." And that's a great reminder, isn't it, for us to be people who are thankful. We should be the people who are most thankful, and we should express thanks at all times, particularly to the people in our lives who are least likely to hear a thank you. You know, when we go to stores and we go to restaurants, we expect to be thanked. I mean, it's almost a cliche, I think, when the servers and the people in the stores say thank you, but sometimes I have to remember to say thank you back to them. I have to remind myself to say thank you back to them for what they do. Because anybody who's ever worked as a server knows it's a tough, tough job. And if you've ever worked in retail 17 whole years, you know how tough it is to be out there and to deal with the public all the time. And you never know when just a simple thank you might make all the difference in the world to somebody who really needs it. Somebody who really needs it. So as we approach this season of Thanksgiving, and I loved what Heather was trying to get the kids to say this morning, because, you know, this is our holiday, is it not, of national consumption of food? Okay, it's not apple pie for me. It is these candied sweet potatoes that I can't wait to get to on Thursday, right? But you know, this national holiday is a time that reminds us that we have much to be thankful for. And as we prepare to celebrate Thanksgiving, as we prepare to go into this holiday, I challenge you. To think about the people in your life who you need to say thank you to. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a parent. Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's somebody in your life who hardly ever hears the magic words. That's what we used to call them, didn't we? Please and thank you, the magic words. And we need to remind ourselves, don't we, that it's important for us to give thanks, because we are people who have been given and have received so much from God and from each other, and we are so interdependent with each other. We should be the people who, above all, are people who always say, thank you, thank you, thank you. They really are magic words. And we should especially, as we think about giving thanks to each other, give thanks to the God of the universe. Give thanks to the Lord, the Psalms say over and over and over and over again. Give thanks to the Lord. And I think that one of the ways that we can be grateful, that we can show gratitude and generosity, is that we can be generous people by saying thank you and by appreciating others around us and by appreciating what God has done for us. The real message of this lesson today, brothers and sisters, is this: don't be like the nine who kept on going. It is easy, is it not, in our life to continue down the path, to keep doing what we're doing, to get so caught up in what we've got to do next that we forget to stop and say thanks. But it's fascinating to me, the one person in this story, the Samaritan, turned around and did what the other nine knew they were supposed to do, which was to give thanks publicly, to confess it. Remember the Hebrew word hadar. Remember that. They were to give thanks, and the one went back and gave thanks to Jesus. May this time in our lives, in our church, may we remember the people that we need to give thanks to, and may we always be people who give thanks to God, who has given us all so much. May we be thankful people. Amen. Amen. Amen.